Okay, today's movie is 12 Strong, starring Liam Hemsworth, the guy from Thor fame. It's actually really interesting to kind of see him in a non-Thor role after all this time. I don't know of any other films or any of his other works besides that. He's a man's man. He's a woman's man. He's got everything you need. He's the perfect actor for this part in this movie, 12 Strong, which is about 12 men that were shipped to Afghanistan directly after the attacks on the World Trade Center in 2001 on September 11th. He hadn't had any combat experience, but he was the captain. He wanted to go to war. He wanted to help right some of the wrong that was done. I knew going in this was my type of movie because there's a lot of action, a lot of violence and things. So I knew I was going to enjoy the war theme, and I did. It was really good. At the beginning, there was scenes of the World Trade Center bombs or the aircraft going into the World Trade Center, and they show Liam Hemsworth's reaction to it, and it's like, whoa. At the early beginning, there was a moment where it was slightly emotional for me, and that kind of went away after continuing to watch. That's the one thing that this movie missed, was hitting that emotional connect. That leads to a spoiler, because it would be a lot easier to have more of an emotional connection if somebody died in this movie that we cared about. But in this film, 12 Strong, based on a true story, none of the 12 perish, which is awesome, but you don't get that emotional hit. There was one person who was injured through a suicide bomb attack and severely injured, and he had to be shipped out. That's the majority of what this movie kind of was about. It was a battle in Afghanistan. Now, it didn't start off as a battle. He fought his way, because he was already promoted getting a desk job in the military, but he fought his way back in, got shipped out to Afghanistan, got picked out of like 5 or 6 different teams. He impressed the major who was in charge so much that he picked him to be the first to go on the front line. So what they had to do was they met up with the Northern Alliance, I guess is what they called it. They're basically an army that was fighting against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda at the time. He meets up the guy who's the warlord or the leader of that group, and immediately the guy didn't like him. He likes the guy next to him. He thinks he looks, I guess, more like a man. Liam, I forget his name in the movie, but he was like, hey, I'm in charge here. If you want bombs dropped, if you want backup, if you want anything from the United States military, you have to come through me. Basically, the warlord gave them 6 horses, but they have 12 people, so they had to separate. Now, only 6 of them could go at a time. In a way, it was almost like those old Indian-type movies where, like, you know that the Indian warrior, the Indian chief, is wise, and he was wise from experience, from being in many battles. It was much like how this guy from the Northern Alliance was. He was wise from a lot of battles with the Taliban. He was trying to get into Liam's head a little bit. He was asking him, hey, have you ever been into battle? Have you ever killed anybody? And he's like, no, that doesn't mean I'm not going to here in a few days. After the first battle, that general guy, I forget his name, the warlord guy, he said, stop thinking with this, you know, the head, and start thinking from this, which is the heart. And that was cool. When they sat down to eat, there was a scene where all the guys, it was when they first sat down and met, and they were kind of at a round table drinking tea, and the warlord's looking at everyone, and he's like, looks behind Liam, he goes, at our U.S. troops, he's like, that guy has a killer face. It wasn't until 2 or 3 battles down, during battle, while they're fighting, they're in the mix, he looks at him and he goes, now that's a killer face right there. Now that's a killer face. And I thought that was the best line in the movie. Luckily, there was a lot of battles. They were initially given 6 weeks to clear out this area. He did it in 3. He said, we don't have 6 weeks. That's how he got picked. He said, we don't have 6 weeks. We have 3, because when that winter hits, it's H-E-double-L. We got to get it done in 3 weeks. And he was like, okay, you're going in. And then he said, we're going in with all our men and we're coming back with all of our men. He made good on that promise, and he made good on the 3 weeks promise. And the credits rolled, and it showed that it was based on a true story, and that it was Al-Qaeda's, one of their most crushing defeats. They were crushed by that, because where they were in a choke point, like in between two mountains. They were defeated down there. We had air support and boom, boom, boom. And then they went, at one point, Liam goes in on the horse, and he just starts going towards the battle. And then the warlord's people go, he's charging. follow him. And they all start following him. And so they all go into battle. In a way, it's just amazing how brave they were, because I can imagine doing that. I almost don't believe it. It's amazing, though, if that's true, to be that brave and just go into battle like that. So that's when they went in and finished them off, Al-Qaeda, in this area of Al-Qaeda. Anyway, that was 12 Strong. These are the 12 Horsemen story. It was very good. I would give it 5 stars, and I don't do that for very many movies, but I think I wouldn't mind seeing this again. I really thought Liam Hemsworth was amazing in it, and it was the perfect fit for this movie, and I do recommend it.